Good morning, family. Let's go get it. Y'all, we're getting ready to go in because we're going to be talking about the third element of the family today, namely the children. If you are a parent, this is vitally important to you. If you have parents, this is vitally important to you. As a matter of fact, depending on who you are, you need to make sure somebody listens to what I'm about to say today about the glorious child. And so we've been talking about how God created this thing called the divine family, that we were to prosper, we were to go forth and excel. He told Adam and Eve to subdue and have dominion. Now, that means that each one of us have, we are part of a team, and each one of us have a specific responsibility. We said the woman, according to the Bible, you are called to be priceless. You are powerful. You are prayerful. You are patient. It makes you priceless. Why is she so priceless? Because that woman builds her house. Hallelujah. Only a foolish woman would ever dare tear her own home down and be a part of her own demise. Listen, if this thing don't work, I am not going to participate. I say all the time, ladies, don't participate in your own demise. You got enough problems to tear your own home down. You build your home up, you build your man up, you build your children up. Now, the father has a responsibility. The husband has a responsibility, and we call him the strong man. He is to be the protector, the strong man, and he does it with the power of love. The woman does it with the power of influence. The man does it with the power of love. And in that power of love, what he brings to the table, what he brings to the table, and I need y'all to hear me, is the protection. He's the priest, the prophet, the provider, and the protector. And we had a great discussion on that last week. Now we're going to be looking at our children and their role. Their role is to honor. Their role is to honor. It's called the power of honor. And what that does is it brings glory. It brings glory. Before my father passed, he would come and preach for every one of my anniversaries. And anybody that ever heard my daddy preach, you knew one thing about him. He was proud of his children. He spoke about yours truly, Pastor Will, and my brother, William or Jr., and my older, my oldest sister, I'm still the oldest, Cheryl, and my baby girl, which works with me in the ministry, Marchetta, my baby daughter. I'm sorry, my younger daughter. Neither one of them is right. My younger sister. I digress. But the thing about it was he was very proud of them. And one of the reasons why he was proud of us was because we honored our mother and our father. And the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What that simply means is that when God first gave the 10 commandments to Moses, thou shalt have no other gods before thee, and don't kill, don't steal, don't covet the neighbor's wife. The first commandment that came with a promise was this one right here. Children, honor thy mother and thy father. Obey thy parents, that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. See, when I was growing up, we listened to our parents. We went to church. Our parents didn't say back to our mind, well, do you want to go to church? Well, oh no, if you was in my daddy's house, you went to church. And they taught us about the God of the Bible. They taught us. Now, don't misunderstand me. When I left home, I showed my behind. I joined the queues and became an Omega, and I did all this, went from poo-poo to pimp or whatever you want to call it, and thought I was doing something. But you know what? I went to church. I may have went to the club the night before, but I went to church. Why? Because my parents put that in me. They taught me the God of the Bible. And so at a certain point when God began to deal with me, I knew how to pray. I knew how to seek the face of God. And I honored my mother and my father. If you study Daniel in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in our lesson text, and I believe that was Daniel the third chapter, if I'm not mistaken, And that was our homework. No, Daniel, the first chapter, verses 3 through 20, you will find four young men who would not defile their bodies with the land that they were brought into, but they honored their mother and their father and the God of their mother and their father. And the Bible says that because of that, God made them 10 times better than all the magicians and all of the astrologers of the realm. God made them 10 times better. And see, the key to prosperity is two things. Number one, you got to have God on your side. And number two, you got to live long enough to take advantage of the blessings. And so many of our children have dishonored their mother and their father, so they're not blessed of God. And number two, they're dying early. They're getting locked up. And so they're not receiving the blessings of the Lord because it takes time. And so this is why mothers, you got to teach your children patience, because that's one of your characteristics, which is why fathers, you got to teach your children love, because that's one of your characteristics. And when they learn these things from their mother and their father, they live long upon the earth and they walk into the blessings. And so here I am 40 years later, plus walking in the blessings of the Lord. When I first came out in life, I was broke, busted, and disgusted, went through bankruptcy. But later on in life, because I honored my mother, I honored my father, I made my daddy proud of me. He could live vicariously through me. He could see God bless me to build a mega ministry and so on and so forth. But the point of that was, because I honored my mother and my father, God made life well for me. And this is what we've got to get to our children. And if you are a child, is what you've got to understand and get. Listen, I got so much I want to share with you all this week, but remember this, the key to long life and blessings is to honor thy mother and thy father. The father, he protects that family through the power of love. The mother, she builds that family through the power of influence. And the children, you glorify that family through the power of honor. My time is up. Y'all come back and check me out throughout this week, because we're going to break this down by learning, showing children, showing youth, showing young adults how to honor the God of the Bible and your mother by glorifying your body, glorifying your soul, and glorifying your spirit. Listen, don't just live life, live a victorious life, and have an amazing day. You all be blessed.